You're listening to SBS News.
In an unprecedented hour-long conversation with the BBC's Newsnight program, Prince Andrew insisted he had no recollection of ever having met Virginia Roberts Giuffre. The woman claims she was forced to have sex with the Duke of York when she was 17.
I can absolutely categorically tell you it never happened.
Do you recall any kind of sexual contact with Virginia Roberts
then
or any other time?
None whatsoever.
Ms. Giuffre, now aged 35 and living in Australia, detailed how the pair danced together at a London nightclub on March 10, 2001, before going to a house belonging to British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. But the prince said that could not be true.
I was at home. I was with the children. I'd taken Beatrice to a Pizza Express in Woking for a party at, sort of 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Why would you remember that so specifically? Why would you remember a Pizza Express birthday and being at home?
Because going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do.
Prince Andrew also faced questions over staying with Epstein at his New York townhouse after his release from prison in 2010.
Do you regret the whole friendship with Epstein?
Still not. And the reason being is that the people that I met and the opportunities that I was given to learn, either by him or because of him, were actually very useful.
Former Buckingham Palace press officer Dickie Arbiter described the interview as excruciating.
I mean, there are those who are suggesting there was selective amnesia. Perhaps there was selective amnesia, but in terms of damage limitation, I don't think he's limited any damage. He's just opened up the wound even further, and which begs more questions.
While the leader of the UK's Liberal Democrats, Jo Swinson, said the prince had failed to show empathy for Epstein's victims.
They're the people who should be most important and at the heart of this. And I find it strange that you could have an hour-long interview without expressing any kind of empathy and understanding of the trauma that they have been through.
Far from restoring reputations, royal historian Kate Williams felt the interview had backfired.
The royal household today will be in damage control mode, trying to work out how to minimise the damage that has come from this. And, you know, I think it's very difficult. I think that all they can do is really take Andrew away from public life. No amount of charity work, no amount of opening hospitals or anything like that is going to work, I feel, at redressing the damage from this interview.
According to British media reports, Prince Andrew's PR advisor Jason Stein quit his job before the television interview took place after warning him not to go ahead with it. The Duke of York said if called upon, he'll testify under oath at the FBI inquest into Epstein's crimes. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.